Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Understanding the Zero Trust Security Model. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Navigating Cybersecurity Challenges in the Cybersecurity Fundamentals for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the overview of the Zero Trust approach, its key principles and implementation strategies, and its relevance to modern cybersecurity practices. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to comprehend the Zero Trust model and its application in securing networks effectively. Main content overview of the Zero Trust approach. The Zero Trust security model represents a paradigm shift in cybersecurity, moving away from the traditional approach of trusting users and devices within a network perimeter. The core principle of Zero Trust is simple: never trust, always verify. This approach assumes that threats can exist both inside and outside the network, thus requiring strict identity verification for every person and device attempting to access resources in the network. In practical terms, implementing a Zero Trust model involves creating a security framework that continuously monitors and validates the security posture of each user and device. This means that even if a user is inside the network, they must still prove their identity and authorization level for every resource they attempt to access. For instance, a company deploying a Zero Trust model would require employees to authenticate their identity each time they access different applications or databases, ensuring that access is granted based on verified user identity rather than assumed trust. Key principles and implementation strategies. Several key principles define the Zero Trust model, including identity verification. Every access request must be verified, requiring multi-factor authentication, MFA, to enhance security. This ensures that even if credentials are compromised, unauthorized access is still prevented. Least privilege access. Users should have the minimum level of access necessary to perform their job functions. This minimizes the potential impact of compromised accounts or malware. For example, a software developer should only have access to the code repositories they work on, without broader access to sensitive financial data. Microsegmentation. This involves dividing the network into smaller, isolated segments to limit the lateral movement of threats. By restricting access to sensitive data or systems, organizations can contain breaches more effectively. For instance, if a cybercriminal accesses one segment of the network, they would face barriers that prevent them from easily moving to more sensitive areas. Continuous monitoring. Zero Trust requires continuous monitoring of network traffic and user behavior. Advanced analytics can detect anomalies that may indicate a security threat, allowing for quick responses. Organizations can utilize tools that automatically alert security teams when unusual access patterns are detected. Data-centric security. Instead of focusing solely on protecting the perimeter, Zero Trust emphasizes securing sensitive data wherever it resides, whether on-premises or in the cloud. This can involve encrypting data at rest and in transit, ensuring that even if data is intercepted, it remains protected. Implementing these principles can be achieved through a combination of technologies, including identity and access management, IAM, endpoint security solutions, and security information and event management, SIEM, systems. Organizations should also ensure that their employees are trained on the importance of security practices to foster a culture of vigilance. Relevance to modern cybersecurity practices. As cyber threats evolve, the Zero Trust model has become increasingly relevant. Traditional security models, which often rely on a strong perimeter, are no longer sufficient. Data breaches and cyber attacks frequently exploit trusted insider access, making it critical to implement a security approach that does not assume trust based on location. In the finance and fintech sectors, where sensitive data is constantly at risk, adopting a Zero Trust model can significantly enhance security posture. For example, if a financial institution implements Zero Trust, even employees accessing customer financial data will undergo strict verification processes. This ensures that customer information remains secure, reducing the chances of data breaches. Moreover, the rise of remote work has further necessitated the need for Zero Trust. With employees working from various locations and devices, organizations must ensure that security measures accommodate this flexibility while still maintaining robust protection. Remote work underscores the importance of implementing secure access protocols and regular security training to safeguard organizational assets. Furthermore, considering the increase in cloud services usage, the Zero Trust approach can help organizations manage risks associated with cloud environments. By applying Zero Trust principles, organizations can ensure that access to cloud resources is tightly controlled and monitored, reducing the likelihood of unauthorized access. Conclusion. In summary, the Zero Trust security model shifts the focus from perimeter-based security to a more comprehensive strategy that prioritizes identity verification and continuous monitoring. By understanding its core principles and implementation strategies, you can better appreciate how Zero Trust can enhance the security of networks, particularly in today's evolving threat landscape. As we move to the next lesson, remember that adopting a Zero Trust approach is not merely a technical change, it requires a cultural shift within organizations to prioritize security at every level. Reflection questions: how can you apply the principle of least privilege access in your current role to enhance security? What steps can your organization take to implement continuous monitoring in its cybersecurity strategy? Reflect on a recent cybersecurity incident. How could a zero-trust model have mitigated the risks involved?